that were there with him, faces when we hit the goal, or whether we didn't make it or we went over it. And to me, that was the best thing that happened with me from Jim O'Brien.
Jim O'Brien was always committed to whatever he did. Jerry Donahue said it. Everybody who knew him has said that.
Right. But there's one thing I wanted to ask, sir. What would the chances have been, okay, if Jim O'Brien and the other gentleman whose parachutes were tangled had stayed together? See, my father was used to do free-for-all and a parachute jumper with the armed forces. And he used to say, if you clung to a person when your chutes got tangled, your chances of survival was greater, even though you might have some form of a mishap.
Well, it's obvious, ma'am, that Jim O'Brien made a judgment call here.
Yes, I understand that.
And, as far as whether his chances would have been better had he allowed the parachutes to remain entangled, I can't answer that because I don't know. I've never skydived in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be honest with you, I have no great desire to do it. But then again, that's why they have vanilla and chocolate ice cream, quite frankly. I must move along, ma'am, but thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Have a good morning. 1205 at WFIL, we go to Norristown. You're live on Crossfire. I'm David Madden.
Hi, I'm Lyndon.
I don't need your name, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that I grew up in the era that Jim O'Brien was a DJ on WFIL, and I just feel, really bad about him being killed in this way. And
but how do you remember Jim O'Brien in a happy way?
Like my girlfriend and I would come home from school and turn on the radio, or in the evening when my parents weren't around, we would turn on the tape recorder. And just he was just always full of pep. And
you used to tape Jim O'Brien shows?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to play around with my father's tape recorder, and I still have some of the tapes. My father never erased them or anything.
Well, I'll tell you, I was listening to some of the things that Jerry brought in, later tonight we're going to be playing the last time that Jim O'Brien was ever on this radio station, which was back in 1980, when he did a thing, just sat in with Barbara Summers for a while. But I'll tell you, sitting back and listening to it again, it brought back a lot of good memories for me, too. And I'll tell you, when I was at the telethon, I talked to O'Brien for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And he told me that he liked what he heard of the new format. But as Jerry Donahue said, he wanted the jingles cleaned up. Shows the sign of a perfectionist.
Yeah, I didn't like your country western format, and I kind of switched for a while. And I started tuning back in when you switched your format back, and it's funny that you're playing the old tunes that he used to play, when I was growing up, and that's how I remember him.
Well, it is kind of I guess fickle in a way. Obviously, nobody planned it this way, but it may actually be a tribute. I wonder, Jerry, let me pose this to you, Jerry. Does anybody know what Jim O'Brien's favorite record was while he was at FIL? All right, let's see. I'm not going to say what it is. Let's see if we can pull that record out, if we have it in the library, okay? And if we have it, let's play it before we get off the air, okay? Ma'am, I must move along, but thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. Over to Glendora, New Jersey at 1207. You're live on Crossfire. Once. Twice. Your history. Gibbsboro, New Jersey. You're on WFIL. I'm David Madden. Hello.
Hello. I was just listening to him when I was a little boy growing up here in Gibbsboro, and I really enjoyed his shows. And I was over at my girlfriend's house tonight, and it just seemed like an echo, and we were all surprised.
You listened to Jim on this station. I'm sure you watched him on Channel 6. Everyone has at one time or another.
Yes, I did, and I really enjoyed his shows. I always watched Channel 6 because he was there. And he was the type of guy who kept those guys in line and kept them going.
Kept them in line?
Well, not really kept them in line, but, kept them going,
He kept the pace of the program going, you're saying?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
And I really enjoyed it because he made this show almost, enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was always nice to be around, and I'm sure the guys at Channel 6 would agree with me. And he really made their day, like, but trying to be funny and trying to keep them going.
Well, Mark Howard said as much. He kept the newsroom pumped.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for calling, sir. Have a good morning. Coming up in just a moment, we will be talking to a man who remembers Jim O'Brien rather well, who returned to WFIL with the change in format, Alan Stone. That's going to be coming up in a minute or two. Lansdale, you're on WFIL.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for the time. I just, without saying too much or being maudlin, I just, I've shared my mountain of tears. But I just wanted to share some real good things about Jim O'Brien.
Please do.
I have been called terminally ill, and recently I underwent major surgery for cancer. And when I woke up, you're not going to believe this, I asked if they would turn on Jim O'Brien. I had to hear the weather, because he really pumped me up, whether there was energy there or not. He threw energy for me, and he was just so alive and so energetic, and he always had time when he was on radio to take a dedication or give you a few words of encouragement. And I just think, you know, without him, oh, I don't know, I can't imagine Channel 6 without him, but he was just a really dynamic, energetic, selfless, and the most motivated person in broadcasting, and I am going to sorely miss him.
Well, I'll say this much, you know, I think Wayne Cabot, who covered the Channel 6 press conference last night, I was listening to the tape, and I know it was asked of Lawrence Pollock, who is the GM over at 6, you know, what are you going to do, you know, with Jim O'Brien being gone? And obviously, you know, nobody planned for this to happen. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to find someone to fill Jim O'Brien's shoes, and I don't think they're going to ever really find the same type of individual.
No, huh?
I think the weather's going to have to move in a different fashion, and Channel 6's fate may be changed, and probably will be changed, as a result of the loss of Jim O'Brien.
Well, he could motivate you when there were, as far as I'm concerned personally, he motivated me, gave me energy when there was no energy to call on. And I just have so many good memories of him. He always made me laugh, and I couldn't laugh if I was crying, because I have been bedfast for 38 years.
Mm.
And he was the one person I could always count on to get a chuckle or to make me feel really good. And I think that's how Jim would want to be remembered.
All right, ma'am. Thanks so much for calling. Have a good morning.
Fine. Have a good night.
All righty. It's 12:11 at WFIL. Joining us now on the WFIL Newsline is the new morning anchor of WFIL News First at 56, a name that really is no surprise to anyone who listens to this radio station, Alan Stone. Alan, good evening. Welcome to the program, firstly.
David, I don't know what to say to you. I've just come back from New York, and we did not have the radio on the car on the way back because my wife and I had an awful lot to talk about. And to hear this news is probably the worst thing that's happened to me in many years. I'm totally stricken, and I'm saddened beyond words. Jim and I had two wonderful years when we worked together on WFIL in the morning. They were two of the best years that I've ever had in radio, because he is, as I'm sure you know, and as everybody in the business locally knows, one of the solid, he was one of the greatest professionals that radio ever knew. Now, when you say that, people may be surprised. They may say, well, Jim was a television personality. He was, in many respects, a greater and more professional radio performer than even a television performer, and he was certainly a wonderful personality on television. I'm just catching up on the details of this accident. Dave, I don't know too much about it. You have told me some of the facts. Where did this happen?
It happened in New Hanover Township in Montgomery County. He was engaging in parachuting, which is what he likes to do, and unfortunately, he became entangled with the parachute of one of his colleagues. He became free of the colleague, but he couldn't get his spare chute open in time, apparently.
I see. Well, you know, I guess that you know, and many people who knew Jim well, knew that he was an outdoorsman.
Mm-hmm.
and a very energetic young man who performed feats of daring as a as someone who liked to explore and to do things and to go places and to do more physically than most of us could ever hope to do. I remember once when we were working together several years ago on the radio, that he said to me, guess what I'm going to do this year? And I said, what's that? And he said, I'm going to ride a motorcycle cross country, or was it to Alaska? I don't remember exactly.
I remember the incident anyway, because I remember he and,
right.
and Steve Levy did that together, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And Jim was that kind of a guy. He was physically unbelievably well-tuned. You know, people used to say, what kind of a guy is Jim O'Brien? And I used to say, well, aside from the great personality that he is, he was somebody that you'd hate to meet in a dark alley and get into a fight with because he was so physically tough, which few people knew, I guess, that he could hold his own in just about any situation. I just am absolutely so affected by this, Dave, that at this point it's very difficult to say much more than other than the fact that this hits me very hard by virtue of the... of the 2 years we spent together and the great time we had. When Jim left radio to go to television, I was very, very displeased by that because I think that that we lost a lot, frankly, on the radio station when he left us. And he was kind of a guy that you could sit with in a studio and have such a good time with because he always was a master of the fast retort in addition to all of his other talents. As a result, we enjoyed each other. I think more than any two people locally who have worked together on the radio ever did. Jim and I had a camaraderie and a feeling for each other that lasted far beyond our 2 years together on the air. And whenever I ran into him at a function or a party or whatever in the past couple of years, he would always come up and put his hand on my shoulder and say, you know, I've never forgotten those 2 years we spent together, and I have to echo that right now. And now that he's not with us anymore, I think that it'll be probably one of the most nostalgic and beautiful memories that I will ever have professionally, David. The 2 years that we spent together. I'll be in early in the morning, and I'll be picking up on a lot of the facts of this terrible accident, and as I relate them to people in the morning. During the course of my newscast, probably going to be one of the most difficult stories that I've ever had to report.
Alan Stone, WFIL News, thanks so much for taking time out to be with us at this late hour, and we'll be listening in the morning.
At last, you can buy quality furniture the most affordable way, without frills, for a really good selection of better brands at the very best prices always. Visit us at Philadelphia Furniture Distributors, one and only, no frills location at 957 North 2nd Street between Girard and Spring Garden. Both Visa and MasterCharge welcome. Open daily 10 to 6 and Sunday 1 to 5. Discover the difference here. You'll always buy best the no frills way. One visit will convince you.
If it weren't for our prices, there'd be no reason to buy here at Philadelphia Furniture Distributors.
No frills. You too can buy best the no frills way.
Famous 56 WFIL.
You know, we alluded earlier to Jim O'Brien's favorite record. Well, lo and behold, friends, we have found it.
rather appropriate there that would be his favorite record, so says Jerry Donahue. Joy to the World from Three Dog Night. Even in the beginning of the program, remember, from the history of WFIL, Jim O'Brien had said that, indeed, you know, he was surprised by the reception of Three Dog Night. But that was his radio career. A lot more people remember him from his days on television. Let's go back to the phones at 20 minutes past 12 midnight. We're here till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, Keith Hill talks more about this and plays your favorite music through the night. And you can bet we'll be discussing it in the morning on the Jim Nettleton Show with Mike Crossan on sports and Alan Stone, who worked with Jim O'Brien, in the morning, starting at 6 o'clock here at WFIL, Solid Gold Radio. Pottstown, you're on WFIL at 263-8900. Good morning. Hello once. Hello twice. Good night. Sports Jerry, how are you this evening?
Doing well, how are you, David?
Not too bad, sir. What's going on? I know you want to talk about Jimbo. Why don't you tell me your one happiest story about him?
I mean, put it this way, it has to be a general, because I unfortunately didn't get to know the fellow, didn't get to know Jim too much.
You mean you weren't calling this radio station when Jim O'Brien worked here?
I was, but I was very unfortunate because morning drive usually was a busy time for a DJ, and of course he had to put together the bits and jokes that he had that he'd done so well on the show.
Sure.
And I didn't get a chance too much to talk to him, but I could tell by listening to him and watching him on the TV that he was an artist. He was a personality DJ doing television, which was great because I, as you know, by knowing me for a few years, you know I like personality radio.
Well, you know, those of you that don't know you, Jerry, know that, or at least I'll tell them right up front, you know, you call every radio station in town. You you sometimes have news about radio stations before the people who work there do.
I have to have good sources, as you know, but Jim O'Brien was... He was not one of those time and temperature jocks throughout the years on several different stations, which have gotten to be the trend, annoyingly so. But he went for personality, which is the main shtick. Yeah, he did a lot of shticks, jokes, and puns. You name it, the guy did it, and he did it with such finesse, did it with such artistry. That it's hard for me to say there wasn't a flaw about Jim O'Brien that I could name. But he was one of the reasons that WFIL was right up on top there back in the late 60s, early 70s. He is and was a truly great DJ. When he moved to television, he carried it on. You know,
no argument, Jerry. No argument.
By the way,
yeah, make it quick.
By the way, Dave, that last song, was joy to the world, but also joy to Philadelphia for having Jim O'Brien on.
No argument. Jerry, I must move along. Thanks for calling, pal. All righty. Overbrook, you're on WFIL Crossfire. I'm David Madden.
Hi. Yeah, I just found out about 2 hours ago that Jim died. I was out all day, and I'm just in kind of a state of shock. But I just have a really good memory of Jim O'Brien. I used to listen to him on the radio when I was in junior high school, and watched him on Dialing for Dollars and Action News. And I would meet him many times, and he'd always remember me. You know, regardless of how many other millions of people he met, he always remembered me, remembered my name, he would talk to me. And I remember when I was in college, I cut a couple of classes because it was April Fool's, and he and Alan Stone, Alan Stone didn't even know about this. Jim O'Brien had said he was going to leave.
That was his last day, was April Fool's Day, 1977, right?
I was in a state of shock. I said, oh, my God, you can't, you know, he couldn't leave the area, or he couldn't leave WFIL. I was just glued to the radio. I couldn't go to my classes. And then at the last second, he just popped it and said, April Fool's, and I was like, oh, my goodness. he always made me laugh. He made me smile. I just loved him dearly, and I'm in tears. I've been in tears all night.
Well, I'll say this much. I don't think that Jim would want it this way. I think he'd want to be remembered as a happy, energetic fellow, and that's what we're trying to portray this morning.
It's such a personal loss. You know, it sounds strange because he's, you know, a personality, but he was really a big part of my life since 1970, and it's just a real loss. And I loved him very much, and I hope wherever he is, he's happy now.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling. Have a good morning. Norristown, you're on WFIL.
Yes, I met Jim O'Brien personally, maybe 1975, 76 at the airport, and he took the time from his schedule to stop and talk to us. And it wasn't Jim O'Brien, the celebrity. It was Jim O'Brien, the man. That is my best memory of Jim O'Brien. And Philadelphia has lost a great, great man.
All right, Norristown, thanks for calling. Have a good morning. Over to Glassboro at 966-3900 in New Jersey. You're on Crossfire at WFIL.
I'm really shocked. I was coming in from work tonight, and I heard the news that he was dead, and it really took me by surprise. But he always made me laugh whenever I would see him on television. I got to talk to Jim a few times when he was doing his radio show, and he always made you feel, he wanted to listen to you. And he got to talking to me about where I worked. About a month later, I called him back, got through to him, and he remembered me. He asked me again, where I was from and all, where I worked. And I grew up with him, and it's like losing one of your best friends. And I'll never forget him.
All right. Okay, ma'am, thank you so much for calling, and have a good morning, all right? All righty. Palmyra, you're on WFIL at 1226.
Thank you, David. Basically, I've had the opportunity to be with Jim O'Brien several times in the last 10 years, and there's really no one particular time that is most memorable except every time. And he truly loved and believed in everybody in radio and television, and especially the people at WFIL and WPVI. Jim also loved everybody, as a matter of fact. We were together one day, and basically he just expressed the idea to me that today's youth is really important to him, and he felt as though that if they could just get away from all the problems and be happy, that's one of his biggest dreams, and we will miss him. But basically I hope that it'll be the happy memories of him. And
that's what we want to bring back.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Right, 1227 at WFIL. Early last night, once the word broke about the death of Jim O'Brien, of course, needless to say, the people at Channel 6 were devastated, as are many of the people here at WFIL who worked with Jim O'Brien back in the 70s. We sent reporter Wayne Cabot over to Channel 6 last night to cover an official press conference to get management reaction and to find out how the people really felt about Jim O'Brien. Here's Wayne's report.
Perhaps no news story has had a greater personal impact on those who work on the news every day at Channel 6 than the story that came down today, that Jim O'Brien had died. And the emotional reaction that ensued was a tribute to the man, the way he lived, the way he worked, and the way he played. Professional Jim O'Brien is remembered by anchorman Jim Gardner.
When I came here, and this is about 7.5 years ago, as a relatively green reporter who had been in television for just a couple of years, I saw this man who was obviously extraordinary. And my first thought was, how can I be working in the same business and be expected to do the same kinds of things as this man does? And it became very clear to me soon after that I would never do those same kinds of things, because no one does those same kinds of things. He is a unique individual.
And to Gardner, it was much more than a professional loss.
You work with someone, you develop affections for someone, and he becomes, particularly given this business, an integral part of your life. I mean, that may sound a little strange, but it's true. He was a very important person in my life, one of the most important people in my life. I don't know if he would feel the same about me, but that's how I felt about him. And it is an indescribable personal loss.
A loss of a humanitarian, too. This side of Jim O'Brien was known only by his closest friends, like Channel 6 advertising director Art Moore.
He would go out and talk to crippled children, for instance, and never want anybody to know about it. He would just do it because he wanted to do it. He thought it was important. We didn't do a big news release about it. We didn't do a news story about it. He just did it because that's what he wanted to do as an individual. When I was... As a matter of fact, I have right here the stuff that I had to get from the police after the accident. And when I was going through a couple of these things to get some phone numbers for family and things, it was the true side of Jim O'Brien came through. There were about six key pieces of paper in the wallet and the flight, his jump business here, that were probably the six people that he was the closest to. And that was really all that was in there, and the driver's license, and he had a donor card for vital organs, and which unfortunately it was too late by the time they got to him to be able to do anything with. But just personal little commitments that he had made to himself and to others that he was going to, if he was with you, he was with you 100%.
But what Jim O'Brien meant to his WFIL listeners and his Channel 6 viewers is portrayed here by Action News sportscaster Don Tollefson. About
3 years ago, I was driving back from the airport in a taxi cab at 3 in the morning. And the cab driver looked in the rearview mirror. I'd been on a road trip with one of our teams, and I had no inkling of wanting to talk. I was very tired. And he kept looking at me. And when we pulled into the Channel 6 parking lot, he said, "You're Don Tollefson, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You work with that Jim O'Brien, don't you?" I said, "I do." He says, "You know what?" I said, "What?" He said, "No matter what the weather, he makes me feel good." And that's what Jim did for all of us that worked with him. And I think he did that for an awful lot of people who watched him. And I just hope that in the sadness of this hour, once we have recovered, we will continue to smile at the memory of how good Jim made us feel.
Hi, this is the boss. Thanks for calling my phone at WFIL.
And I think your station is fantastic. I've been waiting for something like this to come along for so long, I can't believe it. They finally play an oldies like In My Era. And that's what I've always been wanting to hear lately, and it just seemed like no other station would play it except for you. And I'm so glad you changed.
Dinner's on the way. Call with your comments, 215-482-7053. It's the boss's phone, and it rings right in my office at WFIL.
Crossfire. This is Crossfire. Crossfire with David Madden. Crossfire. To join in the conversation from Philadelphia and the Pennsylvania suburbs, dial 263-8900. From New Jersey, dial 966-3900.
The WFIL 56 forecast, clear and cool overnight, low 48, partial sunshine tomorrow, high 72, 52 right now at WFIL. We have been talking to a lot of people who knew Jim O'Brien here at WFIL, and a lot of people who knew him, worked with him at Channel 6. Probably no one knows him better than the man we're about to speak to now, the anchor man of the Channel 6 Action News team, Jim Gardner. Jim, I know this is a very sad time for you, but I want to thank you for just taking a couple minutes out this morning. Your happiest memory of Jim O'Brien, because I think this is really the way Jim would want to be remembered.
David, I'm not sure I can point to the happiest memory because there were countless moments that filled me with such satisfaction, and I don't think I'd be overstating the case to say a feeling of joy in working with Jim. To point to one single event, I think, would be doing an injustice to the experience that I have had in working with Jim for 7.5 years. It would be foolish to point to one.